Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, that is right, my friends. I hope you had a great weekend. It is my pleasure to be back here today, back at it on this Monday. Oz is back. She was shocked that we got through Friday without her. Can't say I blame her too much on that, but she is back at it today. This is her birthday week. It's not her birthday yet. It'll be her birthday here in a couple days. And I will let you know when that day gets here. But anyway, today, what I want to get to. I want to talk first and foremost about this hostage release, this ceasefire. I want to talk about Trump. Trump's, of course, traveled over to Israel for this announcement and for speaking to the Knesset. And all of these sorts of things. I want to go through basically a short history and of what happened to get us here and just kind of go through this particular issue. Also, we're on day number, 13? Day 13 of the government shutdown, the Schumer shutdown, by the way. And listen, I welcome those of you who are on the left to tell me, how this is the Republicans' fault. Listen, I'm not... I've shared this with folks online. I am not a defender of the Republican Party all the time. I'm not, honestly, I don't care. We've got a lot of problems from politicians in both parties. I think the problems that we have coming from the left, who make their home in the Democrat Party, are substantially bigger, bigger threats to our quote-unquote democracy, for our liberty, for our way of life. But there are certainly problems on the Republican side as well. I'm not just someone who's an apologist for the Republican Party. That's not how I look at this. And there's blame to place at the feet of the Republican Party, individual Republicans, over the course of time. But this isn't one of them. This government shutdown is Chuck Schumer's shutdown. If you think I'm wrong, you can prove me wrong or try to. You can do that. You can email me, Todd at Todd Huff Show. You can text 317, Todd at ToddHuffShow.com, I should say. You can text 317-210-2830. That's where we're headed today, my friends. Before we do that, let's face it, there are lots of companies out there that do not share your Christian, your conservative values. The good news is that you do not have to invest in these companies. I know some people think that you do. I know a lot of people want to turn a blind eye to where their investments are. But listen, if you care about these causes, you should at least pause and think about where the money you are investing is ending up. Because it very well could be ending up going to organizations that are funding Antifa or some of these protesters or funding pro-abortion causes or anti-Second Amendment causes, or take your pick, my friends, you could say anti-biblical causes, LGBTQ causes, and so forth. But the good news is you don't have to do that any longer. There are tools out there. 48 Financial has tools that they can offer you to prevent this from happening. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. They screen out companies that go against your faith, that go against your values, and they create a plan that's tailor-made to help you reach your goals. And they'll do all that heavy lifting for you. You don't have to do any of this. All you have to do is go to 48financial.com/Todd and complete a quick assessment. That'll tell you where your current investments, whether those are aligned with your values or not, or to what degree they are. And then from there, you can decide what you do, but it's a free tool. It's a great first step. And it's one of the battlefields that we're fighting on here in this great nation. 48financial.com/Todd. Again, that's 48financial.com/Todd. All right, let's go back in time just a little ways here. I'm not going to go back to the beginning of this conflict between the Israelis and Islamic extremists, but we're going to start October 7th, 2023. You remember that Hamas invaded Israel. They snuck across the border with weapons, AK-47 and other weapons, and attacked innocent Israelis. We're talking citizens. They went to a music venue and attacked, shot, captured, killed, raped, did all sorts of unspeakable things to people who were attending a concert. They went to homes, to family homes, destroyed families, tore families apart, killed members of the families, kidnapped, abducted others. This happened 2 years, a little bit over 2 years ago, October 7th, 2023. They abducted approximately 250 hostages during its attack on Israel. Now, fast forward to today, this past week, Israel and Hamas have negotiated a ceasefire and the release of the remaining hostages. Up until this point in time, approximately 150 hostages had been released. 145 to 155, that's the estimate. About 70 to 90 of those have been confirmed dead. This week, just now, today, 20 living hostages were released under these new ceasefire terms. I believe I saw that there are 28 deceased hostages whose bodies are still to be recovered or handed over to the Israeli government and to families and so forth. So that accounts for all of the remaining hostages held by the terrorist organization Hamas. Now, in addition to that, Israel is planning on releasing approximately 2,000, I think it may be closer to 1,900, Palestinian detainees. That's the framework. Now, this is considered phase one of the ceasefire framework and agreement. It's a broader plan to bring peace to the area. It covers things like disarmament. It covers things like reconstruction of this area. And it also covers things regarding the future governance of Gaza, which is a major problem. Hamas has been elected. They were chosen by the Palestinians to represent them. Are there other shenanigans involved? Were there threats and all that? Hamas is evil. Hamas is a terrorist organization. I don't know how else to make this any clearer. Hamas is the embodiment of evil, my friends. They're the ones who created this and caused this. Of course, they'll cite all other sorts of reasons and rationale that supposedly, in their deranged thinking, or at least from their narrative, justifies the atrocious acts of wickedness and evil that they unleashed on the Israelis just a little over 2 years ago. So there is going to be a transitional authority that includes international oversight from the United States, from Egypt, and from Qatar who mediate the situation. The way that this is going to be enforced remains a little bit uncertain. There's not a firm system that's in place yet, at least that is being reported, that can confirm and verify the disarmament portion of this agreement, the oversight for aid, or just policing this situation in general. There's a regional summit that has been planned to finalize the reconstruction and the details of governance. And so that's kind of in a nutshell what's happened here. Now, what I want to say here first and foremost is I listen to the left a lot. I'm on TikTok. Let me say this. Let me just throw this in there today. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. Earlier this year, we were having tremendous success in reaching new folks on TikTok. I mean, we were getting thousands of new followers a month for a few months on TikTok, end of last year, beginning of this year. And I don't know what happened. I'm not going to whine about whatever's happened on TikTok. I'm just telling you as I think about this and some of the comments that I've heard on TikTok. I'm not sure what we're going to do with our TikTok channel. There's two options. We've been locked into the world of leftists. We're on the wrong side of TikTok, as people say. And this goes deep. This goes into the algorithm. This goes into some other things like shadow banning and so forth. Again, I'm just telling you. But I use TikTok for one reason now, because our growth has completely stagnated there. We've been flatlined for basically, I don't know, the last 6 months, and our videos are just getting in front of people who are rabid leftists, which is fine because that's where I share with you some of the things that I hear. In fact, I'll put those in the newsletter that you can subscribe to for free. And we talk about some of these things. But this is where I get some of the things I tell you about the left is I see it. Some of these folks are rabid and out of control. It's not the only place I see it. It's not the only encounters I've had with the left. I've had my share of encounters with the left over the past 30 years now or so, 25 anyway. Anyway, the point here is to say in those circles, well, first of all, I don't know what I'm going to do with TikTok. We may continue to use it just to pull some content that you'll find entertaining in the newsletter, or we might stop using it for a while to see if we can reset the algorithm and actually get in front of conservatives on there and actually grow and get our message out and use that platform. But anyway, the point here is to say right now, I hear a lot of things on TikTok, and one of the things I hear is kind of a mockery of Trump. Trump needs to, this guy's written the art of the deal, and he doesn't know what he's doing, right? This is the argument for Trump, against Trump, I should say. As though we didn't have a president the four previous years. What, by the way, did Biden ever negotiate? What did he ever negotiate? I mean, it looks like he negotiated, allegedly, good deals for his son Hunter, good kickbacks for his family, but what did he ever negotiate that was in the best interest of this nation? Did he negotiate an end to, or did he prevent the invasion of Ukraine by Russia? Did he prevent what happened on October 7th? No, he did not. He did not end those things. Now you could say Trump hasn't ended the war in Ukraine either, which, listen, I understand, but the bottom line here is to say, at least be consistent. Trump has been involved. This country has been involved in a lot of peace agreements lately, and this is one of them. Now, the left, of course, will minimize Trump's role in this, but the reality remains clear that these things happen. These sorts of things happen with Trump in office. They did not happen with Joseph Robinette bribery in office. And so, the reality is that Trump had a role. Now, is Trump going to, say his role was central? Is there a chance that Trump over-exaggerates the role he has? Certainly. But is there a chance that the media and the left is going to underestimate the role Trump had? Absolutely. And that's kind of the reality of the situation here. Now, I will tell you this. It is unequivocally, undoubtedly confirmed that the U.S. acted as a central mediator between Israel, Egypt, and Qatar to secure this ceasefire and the exchange of hostages. Now, what isn't clear is how much personal leverage or direct negotiation Trump used with both sides. However, it does say something that he is speaking at the Israeli Knesset. In fact, that was happening prior to my coming on this program today. So there was diplomatic pressure that was employed by the United States, coordination pushed by other countries as well. But of course, the United States of America is the big player. There's no doubt about this. Trump's out there talking about this being the, quote, historic dawn of a new Middle East. He, of course, takes credit for the ceasefire. He deserves some credit. The fair question can be how much credit should he get? But he certainly had a role in negotiating this particular settlement. Now, a word on that. Before I get to that, I want to remind you, friends, that we have launched a conservative directory of businesses that you can choose to work with freely, and you can do it for free as well at freedommarketplace.net. I've shared before that this directory was kind of born a little bit out of necessity here as we grew our program and increased the number of people advertising on the show. One of the things we initially did was put logos on our website. And it got to be too busy. It got to be too crowded. And so what we did was I realized, look, people can't find these businesses. It's getting messy. I don't like it. I'm not a designer, but I've worked at a marketing firm. This doesn't look good. So we redesigned the way that we did that. And in the process of doing it, I thought, you know what? We need to give people a way where they can actually have a searchable database because they might have heard somebody on the show. And I want to give people an easy way to find that particular advertiser. Not every advertiser creates their listing, but many do. Many do. Probably most do. It's probably the exception if they don't. But to give folks a directory where they can search for this and also give other businesses who maybe aren't a good fit to advertise on the Toddcast or the radio stations or whatever. And so that's what we've done. We created this directory, Freedom Marketplace. It's free for you to use, by the way, freedommarketplace.net. And listen, this is one of the practical ways that we can combat what the left is doing in this country. We can fight back. It's a practical, easy step. It might not seem like a big deal when you're thinking about an individual transaction that you make. But if you multiply this and if you know you support businesses, whether they're in that directory or not, but they're in that directory. If you can support businesses that are pushing in the same direction politically you are, that businesses that love this country, that are not out there promoting censorship or things that are contrary to conservative and conservative Christian viewpoints and values, then check out Freedom Marketplace. Again, it's free to use. Freedommarketplace.net is the website, freedommarketplace.net. There's information about it on our website as well, but we wanted to make it its own freestanding directory, freedommarketplace.net, liberty and business for all. Let's talk a little bit about the peace in the Middle East. Our pastor spoke briefly, very briefly on this yesterday, and I concur with what he said. I mean, peace is always something that we should seek to achieve, right? I'm reminded of Ronald Reagan's statement or the way that he talked about achieving peace through strength. You can't achieve peace if you don't have some capacity to make sure that peace is actually enforced. I'm reminded of the days when there might be a fight at school or whatever, a bully on the playground, so to speak. The way to stop a bully isn't to say pretty please. You're not just trying to have peace at all costs. You have to have peace that uses both the carrot and the stick, right? You've got to have strength in order to have peace. You can't have peace with your enemy if they don't have respect for you. That's a key component. I'm reminded of fights that I interfered with, a fight in particular years ago when I was in college. Anyway, you don't break up fights or prevent fights if the bully thinks the bully can beat the tar out of you. You've got to have some ability to be strong in the face of that. The Bible talks about blessed are the peacemakers, right? Blessed are the peacemakers. You don't want to be a peacekeeper where you're thinking about how do I keep there from being controversy and conflict and disagreement. You say, look, there can be the disagreement, but here's the line, dude. We're not doing this. This is an unacceptable line. Hamas, you're going to release the hostages. You're going to do that. We're going to have other steps, and we're going to look at the things that you're looking to achieve as well, because we're going to negotiate some framework here that both sides can live with, that both sides are looking to desire in some capacity. But we're going to enforce, there has to be an enforcement mechanism if you're really someone who's interested in making peace. And so that's what we've got here. Now, I will say in another sense that we know, and I don't want to get into the whole history of this. We've done this before. In fact, I've considered having guests on here who know much more about this than I do, talk about the level and depth of the history of the, and maybe I'll do this for a little bit. We've got a couple of minutes here. But the depth of the historical chasm and the divide and the tensions. I mean, this truly goes back. It does. It goes back to Abraham and Isaac and Ishmael. All thousands of years ago, Abraham, in fact, I saw a clip of Trump's speech today when he says, you know, Jerusalem is the city of the three great faiths, and that would be Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, as Trump was referring to them. He called them the Abrahamic faiths, and there's a reason for that, because all three claim Abraham as a patriarch, of course. For the Jewish people, it's obvious Abraham was the one that in the biblical narrative that God called to be the father of many nations. He was the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father. Well, Jacob became, his name was changed to Israel. That's where we get this. That's where we get the name and the narrative, the information about who these people are. And the Christian faith says that Abraham was the, of course, the father of, just like I said, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and of course the 12 tribes of Israel. But in addition to that, Abraham served as a kind of a spiritual representation of all the children that God would have of all peoples around the world, Jews and Gentiles, people who weren't Jewish, through Jesus Christ, his son. And the Muslims say that Abraham, of course, was the father through his wife's maidservant, Hagar, was the father of Ishmael as well. Ishmael, of course, is where the narrative to for Islamic teaching begins. He's in the descendants of bringing the message or the Quran and the Islamic faith and Muhammad and all this. That's where that kind of, I guess, the branches split from Abraham. So, but this goes back deep. It's deep to that particular problem. I'm just out of time this segment. Gotta take a break, my friends. Sit tight. Back here in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds.
You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. Before the break, we were just touching a little bit on the, I guess, the level and the depth and how far back this problem can actually be traced. The tensions between, between Islam and Judaism in particular. We were talking about Abraham, the Abrahamic faiths, as people say. Those aren't my words. That's just how this is portrayed. So I want to get a little bit more into that. And we've done this before, so I don't want to be redundant with this, but I do want to touch on it. Before I do that, my friends, I want to talk with those of you who might be dealing with discomfort. Or if you're just tired of living off of prescriptions and managing the side effects, I want to let you know that you're not alone. A lot of folks are looking for something natural that they can trust. So, we have a new partner here on the program. And I think you should at least check this out, and if nothing else, to learn more about this product I'm going to tell you about. You might have heard some things. My guess is that you've heard a lot of wrong things. I've looked into this quite a bit, especially when we started talking with Christopher's Organic Botanicals. It's a family-run natural kratom company rooted in truth, tradition, and transparency. Now, you may have heard some things about kratom. My guess is that it's either synthetic kratom that you've heard about or some shady people out there that are doing things to negate or, I guess, overshadow the real benefits that this product can have. So, Christopher's Organic Botanicals partners directly with farmers in Indonesia. They lab test everything before it ever reaches your hands. No hypes, no synthetics. That's important as well. No funny business, just the real deal, as they say here. I'll just staple my papers. Here's the key. Real kratom is safe when it's tested and responsibly sourced. Those horror stories that you've heard, you might have heard, they come from shady sellers and synthetic, candidly, garbage that really isn't even kratom at all. So, check out their Kratom Starter Pack, and you can use coupon code TODHUFF. Use the full name here. I know this is different. Some of our websites, some of our partners have different codes and so forth. Most of them, this is the different one. I just want to point that out so you don't go there and put in Todd and don't figure out why you don't get the discount. But you'll save 10% with promo code TODHUFF. Visit ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. Again, that's ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. Coupon code TODHUFF to save 10%. Truth, tradition, transparency, my friends. All right. Let's get back here to the conversation about a little bit about the history here. And again, I'm probably going to move us off the point of getting to the other topics I do want to get to, or at least shorten our ability to talk about them. But it does matter because peace should be pursued in the, I mean, what are you supposed to do, right? The Bible has verses like where it says that people talk about peace, 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 but there will be war. And so on the one hand, depending upon your perspective from a biblical viewpoint, you might think, man, this is, how do you even approach this? But peace should be pursued. Peace should be pursued, but we also have to be realistic about this and understand that this problem runs deep and that the hatred runs incredibly deep. The hatred of the Jewish people is incredibly deep, and it's tied, I don't care what anybody says. Listen, well, I'll get into that in a moment. But it's tied to the nation of Israel's relationship, historical relationship with the God of the Bible, with Yahweh. And people hate God. I know that sounds harsh. Look, there are people who are genuinely disillusioned, confused, and things like that. But there are also people who have set themselves up in direct opposition to Almighty God. They hate him because they don't like his rules. They don't like, I mean, you take this back to, really the Garden of Eden or the fall of Lucifer, where there's this desire for God's created beings when they, some of them, I would say all of us, all of humanity to a point here, we all have a desire, it's in our sinful nature, to be kind of the boss of our own lives. And to some extent, I mean, we all certainly, we have the freedom to choose, but in the greater sense, the Bible says you're either slaves to sin or you're servants of Christ. And that's the choice that we have to make. And so when there is so much hatred for the God of the Bible, it's not surprising that it's directed at the people through whom the message of the Bible was delivered, and the people who try to live in accordance with the Old Testament covenant, right? That's what Israel is trying to do. Now, that does not mean, hear me say this, that does not mean that there's no wrong Israel can do. That's not the case. But as a Christian, to overlook or to just kind of brush off the fact that this is who the original covenant, the Old Testament covenant was with, is you just can't brush that off. That's a big deal. This was part, they were chosen by God to be the lineage that ultimately led to Christ, who ultimately sacrificed himself for the sins of everyone, not just in that particular lineage. So there's hatred. The hatred there is as deep as the hatred gets, because the hatred just isn't about, you know, petty jealousies or just disagreements with another individual. This goes to the core of our existence. Am I submitting to the God of the universe, or am I going to be God myself? Am I going to define what is right and wrong, or am I going to subject myself to the one who determines through the moral law, through his creation, through his will, what is right and what is wrong? And there is this great tension. Now you add to that this tension that the two groups are saying, you know, one of them says the promise of God to Abraham went through Isaac, which it did biblically, through the Jewish tradition. That is the correct tradition, that's accurate as to what happened. But you have an entire group of people also that believe that blessing, that lineage went through Ishmael. And it's fascinating to look back at the history of this, because if you know the story in the Old Testament about Abraham, he had a wife named Sarah. God promised them that they were going to have descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and sands on the seashore. By the way, I don't know if you realize this, but scientists tell us that there are more stars in the sky than there are sands on the seashores, dramatically more, which is mind-blowing to me. But nonetheless, it's a big, big number was the point. That's what God was trying to tell Abraham and Sarah. But they were old. They were too old to have children. So Abraham kind of took matters. Abraham and Sarah, it was actually Sarah's idea. Sarah came to Abraham and said, look, you know, I've got this maidservant. You and I can't have a child. God promised us one. We've waited for a while. Nothing's happened. Why don't you go and have a baby with her? And maybe that's what, you know, maybe that's the way that this is all going to work out. And that's what Abraham did. And of course, you can imagine what it caused. It caused jealousy and contention and just all these sorts of things, to the point to where Sarah, and Hagar was her maidservant, Sarah basically got to the point where she said, I don't want Hagar and Ishmael around anymore. This was after she and Abraham actually conceived and had Isaac. I want to say it was 13 years. It was some number of years later. And so she said, I want him out of here. And I don't want the inheritance of my son to be at risk because Ishmael's hanging around here and all this. We're getting old, Abraham. You know, we're not going to be around forever, sort of thing. So Abraham basically sent them on their way. And, this is where that split happens. And the Muslim faith and tradition says that Abraham actually took Ishmael up to the Mount Moriah, which is right there in Jerusalem, right there where you'll find the Temple Mount today, right where Jesus was crucified 2,000 years ago. In that same area, the biblical story is that he took Isaac, his son that he bore with Sarah, the promised one that God had promised as a descendant. But the Islamic story is that he took Ishmael up the mountain. In fact, I've heard stories. I forget the apologist who told a Muslim leader there. It was actually a Muslim leader that was involved to some degree in some terroristic things. He sat down and had a conversation with him, and he said, basically, I thought it was a beautiful thing. He said, you know, you all believe that Abraham took Ishmael up the mountain. Others believe he took Isaac up the mountain. But until we realize that he sent his own son to die right here on these mountains, Jesus Christ, this tension and turmoil is going to exist. But this runs deep. This runs very, very deep. And again, we might have peace for a season, my friends, and I hope we do. And I hope that this improves the situation. But the reality is that this is much, much deeper. And candidly, I don't know that it's even remotely solvable in the long term. Again, hopefully we have a long period of peace here. But the reality is, while we should certainly try to make the peace and find peace and absolutely get the release of these hostages, we have to have our eyes wide open as to what we're really dealing with. And I've got to take a break, my friend. Sit tight. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold. gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm not going to get to the other topics today. I'm just not. I should have known this coming in. I mean, that maybe we'll talk in the closing minutes, just mention a couple things. So I'm probably not going to get to the 13th day of the government shutdown. I definitely am not going to get to the conversation about the National Guard, troop pay. I guess I can mention that. Trump has ordered the Pentagon to basically find ways to make sure that the troops are paid, because they're now, I think the 15th is payday, and Trump's saying, look, we're not going to cut the pay of troops, which is apparently part of the shutdown, which that's a whole other discussion, the craziness that's involved with that. Why are we paying some people and not everybody? Does Congress get paid? I can't remember if they actually do now or not. I think that they do, but maybe I'm wrong. But why are we paying some people, not others? I mean, it's almost clearly designed by the people who put together the rules to inflict pain on certain people for political advantages. Anyway, not going to be able to get into that today because of this discussion. So I want to tell you here also, you may have noticed that we come to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, my friends, and Full Suite Wealth is here to help you build your legacy and secure your future. You've worked hard. You've made smart choices. Now it's about making sure that effort counts, not just today, but for the future as well. Full Suite Wealth helps forward-thinking people with a coordinated approach to wealth, legacy, and legal planning, including private equity, private credit, and options strategies. They'll help you see the big picture. They'll help you plan ahead. They'll help you make your success truly matter for the people you care about most today and well into the future. We're talking about legacy here, my friends. And the goal is to help create a plan that stands the test of time. Jason and his team will take good care of you at Full Suite Wealth. FullSuiteWealth.com is the website. That's where you can go for more information. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future. Now, some of you might wonder, why all this Bible talk about this today? What's the relevance of this? I mean, the relevance is that this traces itself back to that period of time. This is a story that literally can be found, can be traced back to the Bible. And this is something, you know, the Bible is a collection of 66 individual books. There's a story, there's a narrative. The narrative of the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures, if you will, the first 39 books of the Bible, tell the story of, by and large, this particular people. Not exclusively, but very early on. I mean, we had Adam and Eve, we had Noah, we had not long after that, early into the chapters of Genesis, you got Abraham being called, Abraham getting this promise about Isaac and being the father of many nations. And then you've got the story of God working with the people of Israel, the nation of Israel, to set themselves apart, to give them a land, which is the same land that we're talking about today. I mean, in general terms, I mean, it's the same place. It's just, you know, we're talking about Hamas, the Gaza Strip, the West Bank. There's other places in Israel, but we're talking about that spot. We're talking about Jerusalem. We're talking about maybe the Temple Mount and all these things. Mount Moriah. We talked about that in the story of Abraham and Isaac. And so, but the narrative of the Old Testament is God using that people to prepare the way, to prepare the way for the Messiah. And there's, it's so rich. This is the second time I've gone through this Bible study, which I highly recommend, and which, by the way, I'm considering doing something where we could have people, if you want to go through that study together, we might be able to, I don't know, to kind of do it together after the first of the year. Anyway, that's just on my mind. I don't know that we'll do that, but the point is, even if we don't, it's a great study. It's called The Bible Recap by Tara Lee Cobble. But the narrative of the story leads us to Christ, leads us to Jesus. The birth of Christ is really the hinge point of the Old and the New Testament. So there's 400 years of silence at the end of the Old Testament before we start hearing about Mary and Joseph and John the Baptist and Jesus. But the rest of the book, the rest of the New Testament, the 27 books of the New Testament talk about, starting in the Gospels, the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus. Talk about what happened, how the message spread, what the early church did. And it's a series of letters about how the church should behave, how they should interpret the things now that there's the Messiah has come, the Messiah that died once for all, not like the sacrificial lamb that had to be sacrificed every year on the Day of Atonement, which just passed, by the way, not too long ago. But you have all this story, and then you end with a book of prophecy, apocalyptic literature called the Book of Revelation. Well, you'll hear some of these things: peace, 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 war, 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 and all this sort of thing. And these things matter, and we start to see this, at least you can tell that this narrative is, you know, what part of it's playing out, we don't know. People can have their opinions. But we can see that the nations and the types of tension clearly exist today. And so that's why it matters, and that's why it's tied in. And this issue runs incredibly, incredibly deep, back to the faiths of people that can be traced back for thousands and thousands of years. Folks, I've got to go. Got to run. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.